from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Can you give me one?
I can't give you one.
The best one is the first one. The finisher. He's from Finland.
His game log.
He's from Finland.
For the seasons. That's, but give me three more.
Lowry legend.
Okay, that's actually not bad.
Evan, I'm not mad at
when it. When I saw it the first time, I'm like, that's stupid. But then when I said it, I think I know what they're after. Lowry Bird? That's awful. And then the marksman.
Now that I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh boy,
I got it. Before you grab,
yeah. I mean, we got.
Ask me what I'm thinking just about in life right now.
Hey, Goo, what do you got in your mind right now?
I'm disappointed in myself. Shasky, point blank range. Ask you, Bonte, of myself. Your favorite home run derby. And I had nothing. Like, that bothers me. That's what I think about later today. How do you not have one off you?
Okay.
I watched them all, but Evan, I had not one that came to mind. What
That's
is that?
A pretty obscure question.
It was the worst question I've ever heard.
It's not like asking what's your favorite dunk contest.
No, but he was let down. It's I saw it in question. His face.
It's a terrible question.
I would only know which one mine is because I've been to multiple.
The only reason I knew which one to mention was because I know you were at that one. That's the only reason.
That hurt me. Shasky, he was with your favorite one.
What's your favorite home run derby? What?
I'll be ready for him tomorrow.
That's got to be an open book test.
What's your favorite NBA skills competition?
Well, now I don't feel bad then.
No, you shouldn't. You absolutely shouldn't.
I'll be watching tonight.
We're talking about Lowry Markkanen. Let's go to Pete in San Ramon. He's been waiting the longest. Well, actually, Keelan has, but I'll get to Keelan next.
Don't tell
what's
that.
Up, Pete? How you doing? Pete? San Ramon. What's up, Pete?
Had to change my whole schedule so I'd catch up with you guys today.
There you go. Really, you know, that's love, baby.
These ratings are going to skyrocket.
Look, they're already
you know what's going to happen. Well, I shouldn't say it. Okay, go ahead, Pete.
I get to the finisher in a moment, but check it out. Watching the Summer League games and the pre-Olympic games, exhibitions. On the Dubs Summer League team, Dante Scott. You know I'm a Maryland guy, Steiny.
Oh, that's right.
Dante
yeah.
Scott team, speaking of playing a lot, has the Terps all-time records for games played, 162.
Well, then he won't games fit on started, the Warriors.
100. Might be a changing concept for some people. Well, and minutes played, over 4,700.
What position is he?
He's a power forward. He's also the ranking fourth in three-pointers, 211.
Okay. Nice.
Keep your eyes open.
Oh, wow, good
my hot
call.
Take of the day, my hot take of the day is Moses Moody, sixth man of the year. And as far as marketing goes, only way I would entertain him coming here is Wiggins and gets forced onto a trade with Draymond. Straight up.
Thanks, Pete. I'm envisioning right now Draymond Green apartment hunting in Salt Lake City.
That's not a match. We need to steal that bit. Hot take of the day.
Draymond, go bye-bye. Because
they're all hot but the one. Yeah. Mayo Pete something.
Yeah.
Unlike that guy that stiffed us on that golf round. I think something happened in Half Moon Bay. I think he went out there something with Dana. That man ain't called the show in damn near 6 months.
Maybe
pay up, Mike.
We never got back to him.
No.
Maybe that's why.
Nah,
maybe he's tired.
That's
maybe
a
he
P1.
Figured, you know, after I invited him for the sixth time.
I saw that look in your eye. Something's up.
With what?
You didn't make a deal underneath the table to cut me out. Look at you. You don't, look at him.
You don't know that.
Call Mike. Summer's almost over.
Oh, don't say that.
Well,
jeez,
dude, they already got the commercials for going back to, and I'm taking my kids, my daughter back to college. Let me stop.
That'll be, yeah, that'll be a lot of fun.
Well, dude, what you've been doing a lot,
I'm miserable, man. Yeah. I'm just flat out miserable. You have no idea, but you do.
Well, you've been positive lately on the air. A lot of people have been texting.
No chance.
Like, what's wrong? What got in the cereal? We like it. Positivity.
Yeah, we want to introduce the 2 to 6 audience to a positive stuff.
Let me think. See, the 2 to 6 audience is catching me at a really complicated time. Yeah, I was in Tahoe this weekend, came back from golf. And nobody home. All the kids are gone.
Oh, they're see, like that's when it hits.
Yeah, they're like the Olympic hostages in 1972.
What'd you eat?
They're all gone now.
What'd you have for dinner last night? You solo dolo?
Meatballs.
I had that Friday at Original Joe's.
Still, Susan's still at home, but the kids are gone.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
They're all gone now.
Good meatballs at Original Joe's.
I don't care about meatballs. I care about an empty...
I'm telling you, I had them. They were good.
I care about an empty house that is too quiet. This empty nest.
Rent a room out. Have you guys thought of that? No, we don't trust people these days, especially after Saturday. But man.
What happened Saturday? Oh.
Boy. That's incredible. We can't talk about it.
No.
That's how you get fired. They say race, religion, and politics. You don't talk about it to job.
All we do is talk about race. And if you don't like it, we're going to talk about it anyway. All right, let's go to...
And don't tell them how long they've been waiting. People have jobs.
Let's get to Keelan in Memphis. He's been waiting for 20 minutes and 6 seconds. What's up, Keelan? How you doing, buddy? Thanks for calling.
Man, hey, how y'all doing, man?
Doing great, man.
Appreciate it. Man, I greatly... Let me start off saying I greatly appreciate y'all taking the time out y'all day.
Oh,
for keeping us updated on everything. So,
sure.
Guru, and I bow to you.
Back to you. I bow to you, man.
Missoula, the coach of the Celtics, doesn't bow for any man. Only our Lord and Savior.
You got to laugh.
Let's get into it.
All right.
Okay, for the Lauren marketing trade, what they asking for, Pod and Kuminga and Moody, first-round picks and multiple second-round picks, pick swaps, too much. If they were giving Moody up in the first round picks and the second round picks, I can understand. I trust the process. It's a gamble when you sit up there and you asking for a player and you thinking you will get the player and you might get somebody that's a bust. So I trust the process in that. It's going to make them sit up there and go into the first apron where they got to build. They trust in a future of building out of free agency, which I can understand it, where you get some legit players with some experience that come out of, that's been in the league for a while. I can trust that process too. But just gambling it, it's just too much, right? It's just too much, giving away too much. Danny Ainge is a smart player, smart businessman that want to milk everybody for everything they got. Right now, the future would be in Lauri Markkanen hand. Because of August the 6th, he got to either extend, tell them he's going to extend, or he'll sit up there and say he's not going to extend, and he walks for nothing, and they get nothing like potentially like what happened with Clay, but it's just in their hands. Y'all tell me what you think as far as do you think he's going to extend, or you think he's just going to say force Utah hands to sit up there and say, I want to trade. I'm not going to do an extension with y'all. Y'all not building for me and putting powerful players around me just crazy?
Yeah, that's a good question, Keylon. Thanks for the call. What do I think about that? I think if Markkanen's not traded by August 6th, they'll extend him. The Jazz will extend him.
He's going to get his money, no doubt.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
That's how
I feel.
But
I think he wants out of Utah. I think he would love to be a Warrior.
Do you know something we don't?
No, Utah's a mess right now. They got some young talent, but they're a mess.
Danny Ainge is such a great GM, maybe he can do with the Jazz what he did with the Celtics.
How many more years are we going to give him?
Well, he's only been there a couple, right? All right.
I know. I was just asking for a number. 2028?
There are no quick fixes in the NBA, despite what Warrior fans think.
Well, there better be one here by the Bay.
Well,
that was an anomaly last year, not making the playoffs.
Yeah, it's only happened 3 times in the last 5 years.
That's heavy.
No, I'm not going to say it.
We're good.
No, I'll tell you what. I'm really self-conscious now because we have so many listeners out there that aren't familiar with you and me. And you know how it is, Goo. If you hear me for just a week, you think I'm A1D.
Yeah, 20 minutes.
But once you listen to me for 6 months, then you're like, you know what?
Yeah, cool dude.
He's not as much of a D as I thought, but he still is somewhat one.
People know your rep.
Yeah. This guy is such a D. Let's go to...
This is fun. This. Look how you just like Evan. He's a pick somebody.
Okay, hold on. Let's go to who's waiting the longest? Jonathan in San Leandro. Boy, he's been on hold for a while.
Our guy.
What's up, Jonathan?
I'm off work, guys, so let it rip. You can tell the boss I've been on 30 minutes, 40 minutes. It doesn't matter. Yeah. I appreciate you looking out, Goo. But message is more for Guru than it is for Steiny. And Guru, I wanted you to take a look over what Greer's doing. For a long time, this GM was given a lot of criticism saying, you know, you're getting rid of these players. What are you doing to the Sharks? And we didn't let them have the time, as the kids say, cook or whatever it means. And he has. And we all know, and I know you guys know because, you know, Celebrini, shout out to his dad. We got Celebrini and Will Smith and the San Jose Sharks fans. You couldn't even bring up the last bad years. We're so excited for next year and the future. I just want you to remember that, you know, the future looks bright. And a lot of these guys who are quick to get rid of everyone to say this is for Curry, it reminds me of the back when the Sharks were really popular. I hate saying bandwagon, but I'm going to call it that. I'm a Warriors fan. I want what's best for the organization and what's good for the Warriors. I love Curry. I appreciate what he's done, but it's not Steph Curry Warriors. It's the Golden State Warriors, and you just got to trust the process, Goo. That's all I want to say, and I appreciate you guys.
I hear you loud.
Thanks, Jonathan. Appreciate the call.
Loud and clear.
Yeah.
It's Kuminga Celebrini. Macklin Celebrini? I don't know, but he's about to get paid.
Macklin Celebrini is going to burst on the scene.
Man.
You heard it here first.
And they need a shot in the arm.
Who?
The Sharks. Warriors.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He's going to be their Steph Curry.
Hopefully.
This is Macklin Celebrini. You listen to Steiny
his
and
Guru. First radio bit into Bay. Yeah, nobody can take that from us, even if we get axed.
Hey, by the way, remember when I was wrong on this one. When did Justin Herbert come out of the draft?
2021.
Remember, I like to do a thing where I see one highlight of a player, and then I make a prediction.
Right, with Nekty, too.
And I never saw one highlight of Justin Herbert. I just saw the way he looked.
Yeah.
And I was like, he stinks because of the way he looked. Looks like a surfer guy, you know. So I figured he wasn't very good. He was. So I was wrong on that one.
You saw him throw a football.
Let me tell you who's a player. I saw one highlight of him.
Oh, we already got the flag.
I don't even know his first name. But his last name is Sar.
Oh.
The guy from the Wizards that they drafted.
Yeah,
I saw two moves. I was like, wow. Those are NBA-looking moves.
In summer league.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. But I project him as
Alex.
Yeah, Big Al. He's good. Good player. Going to be good. You watch. Let's go to Omar's in Oakland. What's up, Omar? How you doing, buddy?
Man, I'm doing good, man. My Celtics finally won a championship. You know, I didn't call you guys for like a year when I was really hurt from 2022.
Yeah,
look at it.
That's 2 years.
Yeah.
That was 2 years ago, but, you know, I had to at the rehab from that loss. But the thing is, I agree with you, Stein. You're right. You had a point when you talked about earlier that winning 2022 was like the icing on the cake because it was unexpected. The Warriors didn't expect to have a championship team. And they really didn't have a challenge in the Western Conference. It really was Memphis, and then Ja Morant got hurt for two games. Dallas was no challenge, and we know they beat the Nuggets 4-1. Jamal Murray wasn't there. And Boston was unexperienced. But nobody expected the Warriors to win that. So I think that kind of messed up the previous 2 years because it built up expectations that weren't there. And Mike Dunleavy didn't capitalize on Jordan Poole, and he didn't capitalize on the Chris Paul contract. And it's like the Warriors have a good team, but they're not a great team, and they're stuck in the middle of the road. And if you want to do business with Danny Ainge, just look at his previous trades. He fleeced the Minnesota Timberwolves to get Kevin Garnett for Al Jefferson and a bunch of nobodies, Wally Szczerbiak. He got Tatum and Brown, basically, from Brooklyn Nets for all the picks.
Right.
He got and then he made another trade he did with the it was like 2 years, 3 years ago, basically.
We got Drew Holiday.
When he get Drew.
Well, oh, you're talking about Ainge. Yeah. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about the Celtics. Go ahead.
Yeah, but basically, like, I'm a Celtics fan, so I know Danny. I don't know him really well, but I know he's not going to do a fair trade. So if he does a trade with the Warriors, it's going to mess up the Warriors in the future. He's going to get Kuminga and Podesky, and the Warriors is going to be left, like you said, 2-3 years down the road and no picks, and they stink, and you don't want to be in that position.
Appreciate the call, Omar. Although I will say this. Thanks, Omar. Appreciate it.
Congrats.
He's
a Celtic fan.
Well, it was interesting that he said right now they're in the middle, which stinks, but you might be lousy in 3 years. Well, some people think being lousy is better than being in the middle because at least if you will not have traded your picks, you'll have picks to either use or to trade for assets.
If that day comes that nobody wants Donnie to trade Curry, I think you still can get a haul.
Yeah, I don't. I was going to come in talking about that today, but I thought, we'll save it.
What? Okay. What's the skinny on that?
Okay, here's what I think. So Steph Curry's got 2 more years left in his deal, but he can get extended on August 6th. Yep. So let's say he gets extended on August 6th. So he's going to go into the year with 3 more years left. I think at that point, if let's say the year goes sideways this upcoming year, and Curry's sitting there with, one more month and a half till the season's over, and then 2 more years left, I think you could get a haul. The longer you go, and I also think you risk not being able to get a haul for him if you hold on too long with this idea that you got to get him the fifth. Because at some point his skills are going to diminish to the point where
we all can see it.
Well, and a contender, I could absolutely see a scenario in which we come to the trading deadline and something's happened with a team and they think they can win it. They think they can win it if they got Steph Curry. But the good thing that they're thinking is if we trade for Curry, we don't just get him for the rest of it. It's not like a rental. We still have him for a year or two. So we'll have this year to go for it and next year and maybe the year after that. But the minute Curry starts to noticeably decline, boy, then I don't know how much of a haul you can get when he's 37.
Yeah, then that's a nightmare scenario. So I know I get mad at you like it's not your fault, but when you hear that and you talk about this first half next year leading up to the break, if somehow we got off really bad and funky, Stiney, I mean, Curry would probably go to them knowing just what you're talking about. I don't want to do this when I can't help or I'm a shell of myself. I want to do this to wherever I go, I could actually help them.
Yeah, and we talked about this a little last week, and this is the way I feel like it goes, is there's no doubt Mike Dunleavy has talked to Curry. And there's no doubt Curry understands the situation. And while Curry wants to get better as fast as possible, he knows it's unlikely. Curry knows it's unlikely.
All right.
So if you're Mike Dunleavy and you know all this, you have a conversation with Steph Curry. Either it's already happened or you do it in a month or two. And you say, look, Steph, you know where we're at. We don't even have to explain to you where we're at. You know where we're at. We're going to try to keep getting better with you as a centerpiece. We're going to try to get you a a good player right now if we can, but we've got some young players we like. We're going to try to be better than last year, make the playoffs. But if things don't go great, just let us know what you want to do.
Wow, man.
Just you let us know what you want to do, because we're going to operate under the premise that you're going to be here. And we want you here, and you want to be here. If you don't, if you want to go to a better team, just let us know. We'll accommodate it. I think that's the way it goes. I don't think there's ever going to be any acrimony between the sides. But
it's operation. Don't ever have that happen.
I don't know. I mean, I really don't know. Because I do think if you're a basketball person, yes, you know, nobody wants to trade Steph Curry. But if Steph Curry says, you know what, go ahead. At that point, and Curry's okay with it, and nobody's upset.
No, I hear, and you're going to bring him back.
You're
going to
bring him back in 3 years, and you're going
to
give him a statue. I could see Warriors, the front office and ownership saying, you know what? It sucks, but we just got a lifeline.
And I feel like a bad first half partner, this could happen sooner than later. And I'm hoping by every ounce of my body, Stoney, and that's a lot, that it doesn't come to that. But if you're telling me come next trading deadline, the Warriors are 11th or 10th seed, mm-hmm. I mean, he's not going. He, like you said, it's almost an insult to him that the Warriors would have to sit him down to tell him where they're at.
Right.
Which affects him.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Steiny, along with Daryl the Guru Johnson, will be here till 6 o'clock. We'll be 2 to 6
win?
All week
six.
Long. 2 to 6.
It's weird. It's 3:23. Usually I'm like, give me another.
It is weird. Yeah. It's a jacked up week presented by Jack's Restaurant and Bar. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Mike in Santa Clara. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Love the mix-up, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I listen to all the shows, guys, so cool. It's familiar to me for sure. So.
There you go.
Yep, love all you guys. Hey, so I was just talking about, just thinking about, look, if the marketing thing, that's too much to offer in this case. It's way too much. I would not feel comfortable with that just for getting marketing. But you also still have to do something for Steph at that point. What I was kind of thinking was something a little bit less, but it could still have value, still bring in a veteran. And in this case, what I was thinking was maybe offering Looney and GP2 with maybe a couple second rounders for someone like Vucevic in this case.
I like him.
Who does have the veteran
right
presence in there, and he still offers that big man presence as well. So just your thoughts, guys. Thank you.
Goo,
I've always been a fan. I'll tell you what, I think marketing is way, you know, puts the Warriors more closer to the mark than Vucevic, but I would go pick him up, Stoney. I like him. I always liked his little game.
Okay, would you take, as you're going to pick up Vucevic all from right, the airport, okay, are you okay with dropping off Pods and Kuminga?
Oh, no. Oh, no. And that's my
love. You have to give something up.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm looking for, to give up Kuminga. I got to get a PG-13. Stoney, I'm saying it. A 27-year-old 7-footer in marketing.
Plays like a 6'7 player.
I hope they get him and we interview him and you say, hey, I told my buddy and everybody listening.
Hey, it's not hard.
6'7".
It's not hard. Hey, Lowry, how you doing? Matt Stymus, Daryl the Guru Johnson. Wait, welcome to San Francisco. Oh, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Hey, how come you don't rebound?
I can see you doing it.
Of course.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I?
But that's softer than you play like you're 6'7". That's like Kareem on an airplane.
What would you want me to say to him?
Just what you just said. Hey,
What
do you think about this? I told my partner and the listeners, not many, we're the 4th largest market in radio in San Francisco. I told him you play like you're 6'7". He would be like, you mother.
No, in this day and age, he'd be like, well, that's the compliment I was looking for. I love playing on the perimeter.
Promise me this, before we get out of here.
We'll see.
We'll see what Jalen Brunson was smoking or doing when he signed this extension.
Now,
see, this is
everybody
incredible.
Wants... every player to take the hometown discount. And then when they do, they're smoking something. 888-957-9570 is the number. Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. That segment also sponsored by LifeSource Water Systems.
I whacked that thing.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.